Wednesday night. This is time putting on Likutei Pshatim, see if we can bring out the crowds for Kilayim Thursday.
Now is the time.
I was tempted to say, come and join us for the Haris Masechta in Yerushalmi.
Whether you have like a Stifler son comparable
for
a client.
Oh, yeah.
Stifler's son wrote Yerushalmi?
Yeah.
Did it all Yerushalmi?
No, but all of Zerayim and some of Moed. So all the hard stuff. He's going in turn, going in sequence. There are good Pirushim. The Chicago being what Chicago is, the one I know. I'm willing to say that, I'll tell you. Chicago being what Chicago is, so I don't think we can get a hold of all the stuff, but Felix has good stuff, Pirushim Kilayim. The botanist, which is a very important work, very significant. I haven't seen it since I was in Shalvim years ago, but it's, if we could get a hold of that, that would be wonderful. But, we'll see. We'll plow through.
There's supposed to be a strike. My daughter was supposed to leave tomorrow night.
She's leaving tonight because the second is going on strike. It's going to affect the internet. Yeah, the internet also. All internet connectors in Israel are in big trouble. Slowed down. All right. I got through today. I called today. That's fine. All right. I'm a Kabbal Sodom. Perek Vav. What's the Dafura? Chofim Rav. I'm a Kabbal Sodom in Yisrael. Now, today it's a little bit of complicated Gemara. I'm a Kabbal Sodom in Yisrael. You receive a field from Yisrael. Now, receive here means an Oris. An Oris works on percentages. Okay? He gets a percentage of the crop and gives the rest of the crop back to the owner. Amakav Sodom Yisrael from a Jew, or Amina Akum from a Goy, Umina Kuti, Amina from a Samaritan, Cholek Lifneim. He doesn't take off any Trubus of Maestras. He divides up the percentages in front of the owner, and, of course, then later on in his own stuff, he takes off Trubus of Maestras on his own percentage. HaChoker Sodom Yisrael. Now, Choker doesn't take percentages. A Choker takes a certain amount, a set specified amount. An Ores is percentage. Choker is a designated sum. HaChoker Sodom Yisrael, Toreim V'nosein Lo. Before you give it back to, before you give the Jew his portion, the owner, you must take Truma off. Okay? Not Meiser, but Truma. All these things are going to be discussed. Why the distinctions? Okay? So you have to give Truma. Now, the truth is, that I'm not sure this part will be discussed. Let me tell you what the Stipler's son here says. He says that there's a special halacha. You must take Truma off a silo as soon as possible. Seems Meiser, there is no... I assume it will come up somewhere in Shas, but I don't know what it's based on. Meiser is more... how should we say it? Is less stringent than Truma. Truma you must take off the moment you have the opportunity. Okay? So therefore, you have to give Truma, the Choker has to give Truma off the, even off the, that which is going back to the owner. Rav Ravid said, Amos, I went to this Truma's mansion, no Salome, also saw them, also Samin. That's if you're paying, you're a Choker. You get a certain amount, and the owner gets a certain amount, right? I believe that actually you get anything above a certain amount, to be more precise. Yes. The owner gets a certain amount, and you get everything above that amount. So then if that's the case, you don't really have to give him from this field. You can give him from somewhere else, right? You're supposed to give the owner X amount of bushels a year. So technically, the bushels can be from somewhere else. You don't have to get bushels from here. You can go to another field and get bushels, right? So depends. Then it says Rabbi Yehuda, if you give no slomios or sodomios, meaning you're giving your obligation from that field and from that type, then all you have to do is give truma. But if you're giving the X amount of bushels that you have to give from another field or from another type, maser v'noisin lo. Now you have to take off truma. You also have to take off maser. Now the reason is that for that is because then you're not se kiporel lo chovo. Then it's not as if you're giving him his stuff back, you're paying him a debt, right? You're paying a debt from holdings. When you pay a debt, you now have to pay debt on with Tevil. So if you're giving from that field in and of itself, so it's more lenient, because it doesn't look like paying off a debt. It looks like you're giving him what which belongs to him. So you have to take off before you give it to him as Truma. But if you give him somewhere else, it looks like you're paying off a debt. You're paying off a debt. You have to pay off a debt with free and clear, not with any Tevil whatsoever. Okay? Says the Gemara, Hachoker, says Mishnah, Hachoker sode mina akum, if you take a field b'chakirus from a goy, meaning again, you give the goy an X amount of bushels a year, ma'asev nosil, even by him you have to take off ma'asev before you give it to him. Why? Because you can't even be porer your choiv to a goy based of with tevil. Okay? Now you're even more machmir, even you're giving him bushels from his own field, you have to be ma'aser and give it to him. And then the Gemara is going to deal with this.
This is not
midrabbanan, this last... This is all midrabbanan, sure. The whole mission is rabbanan. This is a very interesting thing here. If you're an oris, mekabel, right? You were a sharecropper on a field which were once upon a time belonged to you and now belongs to a goy. Your forefather sold it to a goy. So Chazal fined you. They made you take Trumas and Mises off it before you gave to the goy. Now, in the Reish, because this is obviously a fine, because in the Reish it said that if you're a Mekabel or Sodom, how come you don't have to give the goy anything? You just give him his percentage. You're making you give him a percentage. Why? Because we know it was your forefather's field and you have a sentimental attachment to it. We want to give you a monetary incentive to fulfill that sentimental attachment. Therefore, we say, buy it back. And until you buy it back, what are we going to make you do? Give Trumas u'Maasos off of it to the owner, to the non-Jewish owner.
Well, that's consistent with what we learned the other day in the previous paragraph about if you sell your land,
You should buy back the Bikurim. That was the Bikurim in that case, right? Not Trumas. Same idea, but it was Bikurim, right? Okay. Rav Yehuda said, it's a story in the Gemara. This whole mission is going to Rav Shin Gamliel. We'll see him momentarily. But according to Chachamim, if you receive from a Jew, then cholik. You just give him his portion, you're not responsible for trumas and maaseros. That's like our mission. That's no different. However, here's the difference. Mina akum, if you receive from a goy, toreim, you have to give trumas to the goy. Well, I'm sorry, not to the goy. You have to give truma off the part which you're giving to the goy. Which means you're coming at a loss here. Why are you coming at a loss? Because you're going to have to take from your percentage and give the trumas on the stuff that you're going to give to the goy. And here it brings down to the stipulus son is that this is a knas. Why? In order that Jews will not... It's a fascinating knas. It's a very, very fundamental idea here. A fine-tuning exer of the Rabbanan. They were very, very careful and meticulous in the gzera they made here. They made you take trumas off what you're going to give back to the goy, but not what? Not meiser. Why is that? So he explains here that we're making you take off trumas in order that it should be difficult for the Jew to find, for the non-Jew, to find Jewish sharecroppers. And this way, maybe he'll sell the field more readily. Why will it be difficult for him to find Jewish sharecroppers? Because every Jewish sharecropper has an additional expense of having to take truma of that which belongs to the goy, right? However, they didn't want to make it impossible for the goy to find a Jewish sharecropper, because then Eretz Yisrael would have fallow sections. And they didn't want any of Eretz Yisrael to have fallow sections. So therefore, what did they not make you take off? Meiser. So it's a compromise in order to fulfill both values. The value of trying to make it difficult for the Jew goy to find a sharecropper in order that he should sell. For that, they made the Jew take off truma. Yet at the same time, the value of not having Eretz Yisrael fallow, so therefore they didn't make the take off meiser. Okay? Interesting. Takana. Vitani Kane. And we have a brayso to this effect. Now, here the Gra changed the next word from choker to mekabel. In other words, an orist, not a choker, a makabel saw them in a akum, somebody who takes the field on a percentage basis from a goy, toirem v'noisein lo, he has to take off truma in or before he gives to the goy. Okay, so that's clear. That's chachomim. Shagamil is like our mission said. Maim yirtza akum azeh shaloli tromperos avein arushai. What a goy if a goy doesn't want to give truma, is he still compelled to do so? Of course not, right? A goy's part is never mechuyev in truma. So therefore, Shagamil's svara is that the Jew does not have to take off truma from that part which is going back to the goy. Ela choli kumeni elavon, if you just give him his portion and leave it in front of him. Rabbi Zia and Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Yana said, and this is off on a tangent, we'll bring it back to tie it in a minute. Rabbi Zia and Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Yana said, Atem gam atem. They have a very famous drosha, which is, you, also you, this has been the parasha of Truma, L'rabo shluchachim, it teaches us that your ages have to be like yourselves. Because it says, atem, and then it says, gamatem, excess verbiage, this we learn, ma'atem, neighbors, just like you are children of the covenant, av shluchachem, so to your agents, b'nei bris, they have to be members of the covenant. Atem, from this we learn, atem osim shliach, you can make a agent. Vein akum osim shliach. There's no agency by going. Now, Rabbi Yassa sover meima. Rabbi Yassa thought that meant ena akum osim shliach biyat acher chaviro. A goy cannot make another goy as an agent. There's no agency from one goy to another goy. However, ha be Yisrael loise. But a goy can make a Yisrael his agent, right? A goy can make a Jew his agent, not another goy, but maybe a goy can make a Jew his agent. Rabbi Zira said, no. Umina, from the same pasuk we learn, atem, should be atem, not osan. Atem, osim shliach. You can make a shliach, velo b'yisro. I'm not sure, just a second. Atem osim shliya. I'm not sure how to read this line now. Atem osim shliach v'lo b'Yisrael. It should be v'lo b'akum. Yeah. I'm not sure how to read it. I'm even looking at the parish now, I'm not sure how to read it. I think probably the gerson should be atem osim shliach v'lo ba'akum. You can make a shliach, not goyim. With the kava saw, so too, aina akum osim shliach, a goy cannot make a shliach afilu bi Yisrael, even by a Jew. In other words, you have agency still. I'm still not comfortable with those words, v'lo b'Yisrael. But I can translate the concept, but I don't know exactly how to read the line. So let's do it conceptually. In other words, you can make a shliach, but it's limited to another Jew, right? So to a goy, he's... I'm still not comfortable with it. I don't even know what it's saying conceptually now. But the idea behind the concept is that once it says atem gam atem, it bars akum altogether from shlichus, not only from being agents but also from appointing agents, even if they appoint to Yisrael as an agent. By anything. Goyim can't. Don't have agency by anything. Anything which requires an act of agency. In other words, transactions which require agents in order to accomplish agency or accomplish, they don't have. There's no concept by goyim. Okay? No, all right. Obviously, it's not relevant. So they're not asking us, but that's the concept. Okay? So that's what it says. A goy can make a shliach, even if it's going to be Yisrael as a shliach. Now, all this seems to be off on a tangent. Now we're going to tie it back in. And the next word should be Yasa. Wait a minute. You just tried, Rabbi Zira just tried to reject Rabbi Yassa. Rabbi Yassa thought a goy can make a Jewish agent, just not a non-Jewish agent. Well, there seems to be a brisa which is a raya to Rabbi Yassa, the brisa which is quoted. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel said, "Maim yirtza akum azeshel olitrom ein atorim." A guy doesn't have to give truma. True, a guy doesn't have to give truma. What's the flip side of that? What's Shimon Gamliel's the flip side of Shimon Gamliel's statement? Shimon Gamliel is saying is that the Jew should not take truma because the guy doesn't have to give truma. But let's think of the converse of that. What? That if a guy wants to give truma, he can tell the Jew, take off truma for me. So we see that a guy can appoint a Jew to take off truma for him. A guy does have agency appointing a Jew to be his agent. That would be the flip side of Rosh Hashanah's statement. Again, Rosh Hashanah's statement is that guy might not want to give truma. But that sounds like if they do, they can appoint the Jew to be their agent. So it sounds to be like Rabbi Yassar, that there is agency when the guy appoints a Jew to be his agent. Rabbi Bo said that's a different case. That's been my mean al yado. That's only about a case where the guy is consenting. My mean means trusting, but here means consenting. He's consenting al yado right next to him. In other words, it's not that he appointed agent, it's as if the Jew is an extension of himself. He didn't tell the Jew, go take off trumas. He's standing there. The Jew says to him, is this what you want to take off trumas? He said, yes. So it's not the same concept of agency, but rather it's more working together. They're working the fields together.
Who initiated the
guy. The guy. Okay, says the Gemara. Now the next word also is supposed to be changed. Ha-choker. What is a choker? Just definitions. What's a choker? Beperos. He gives a set amount of bushels to the owner each year. Hasocher, what's a rent? A tenant farmer. Bemos, he pays the owner a set amount of money each year. Hamakabel, what's a sharecropper? Lemechza lishlishurviyah, he gets a half, a third, or a quarter as his percentage each year. These are just definitions. Period. New issue. Ad kedon, till now we've been talking about akum. We talk about how you deal with a guy, and we said in our Mishnah that Gemara in the name of Chachomim that when you give to the guy, you give him truma. You have to take off truma, right? Again, because of that katakona that you should find it difficult to find sharecroppers. It's not impossible when you sharecrop from a guy, so you have to take off truma from your portion, from his portion. So it says Gemara, what about kuti? Akum, we talk about kuti. We talk about akum. What about a kuti? In other words, we have the same relationship with, kutim in the land of Israel as we do with koyim. Shmina minato. Let's hear from the following case. Hanosin sodeu bekabola, somebody who gives this field as sharecropping. Laakum to goy, ulukuti, or to a Samaritan. These are the sharecroppers. And here, again, there's a major gears of change by the Gra. Afa P, these words are not even the Gemara. Probably the Ridbaz brings them down. Afa P shulo bo onas amaisrus. Even though you gave them to the guy prior to their being, or to the Kuti, prior to their being mechuyev in maisrus, meaning before what? Before Havah Shlish. Before they grew a third. Tzorech Lasser. You have to miser. We fine you. We don't want you to sharecrop out your field to a goy or to a kuti. If you did, even if you did it early in the game, before there was any chiyu misers, you got to take off miser from everything which grows in the field. You, the owner, have to take off miser from everything which grows in the field. Okay? Is that clear?
So that's more
money? It's a takon. No, it's a knas. You're mikra din, you're potter. Because who grew the stuff? The goy or the kuti. But we zap you because we didn't want you to sharecrop out to a goy or a kuti. Not nice, right? Now, what about the next case? Ulemi shalonema maisers. What if he didn't give it to a goy or a kuti, but he gave it to somebody who's not credible in terms of maisers? Okay? Gave it to a Jew who's somewhat untrustworthy, right?
Now
I'm back in the Gemara. Ulemi shalonema maisers is back in the Gemara. Okay.
Part of the text
you read
was ahead.
Oh yeah. Oh, so it's mixed up. It's reversed there. Okay. What if you give it to somebody who's not credible about Maestros? So then it's a different standard. If you gave it to him before it reached the third, it's not your responsibility. He's going to transgress. It's his problem, not yours. You don't have to Maestros for it. Once they reach the shear in which they're required in Maestros, in other words, you gave it to him after it grew a third, Tzorech Leiser Yoda, then you're responsible to take off Maestros. Okay? The owner. Ad Kedun, this is all talking about V'mokom She'Yisrael Mitzuyim, where there are Jews to whom you can share crop out of your field. So we find if you give it to a guy. B'mokom She'en Yisrael Mitzuyim, what about a case where there aren't that many Jews? They're not prevalent to be found. Nishmini Minato. Let's hear from the. Let's understand what to do there from the following ma'aser. Rabbi Simon hoilu sodos b'Haramelech. Rabbi Simon had fields in Haramelech, which was a non-Jewish section of Eretz Yisrael. We had it a couple of plot ago. Shol Rabbi Yossi. So he asked Rabbi Yossi, "What should I do?" Amar Lehi said, "Havigon, leave them fallow. V'altas kirem lakum, do not rent them out to a goy." Shol Rabbi Shimon Levi. He asked Rabbi Shimon Levi what to do. V'shor alei, Rabbi Shimon Levi said he's allowed to rent them out to a goy. Sava Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi holds makom she'ein Yisrael mitzuyin, a place even in Eretz Yisrael where there aren't Jews prevalent, ke'adah Syria. It's like Syria. And Syria, you're allowed to rent out or sharecrop out to a goy. Ke'adah Syria, and that in Syria allowed to share a crop out to a goy, nishmini meradua. We can hear from the following statement. Rabbi Chagai nochis l'chometz. Rabbi Chagai went to the city of Chometz, which is in Syria. Don't know where it is nowadays. Aton Shalom lady came and asked him, Ilin Devar Ashtur. Those people live in Ashtur, another city in Syria. Begin the lazy soil shchiche, where there aren't Jews prevalent. So we rent out our fields to non-Jews, tenant farmers. Do we have to miser nonetheless? Now in Syria, there was a minhag to give chumus and misers, right? Because it's some chasing territory throw, right? So do we have to miser when we share crop out or rent out to goyim? Shor shol Rabbi Zira. So they went and asked Rabbi Zira. Shor Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Ami. You don't have to miser for them. Mino at Shoma. From here, you derive also that laskir krabi yosi, that you're allowed to rent out a field to a goy in Syria, like Rabbi Yossi said in Masechet Avodah Zarah. Not here. Yes. What?
It doesn't say.
No, the kind of standards are not mentioned here. Now, but there's a question which we're start out with, which we never addressed outright, so I want to go back to that for a minute. The question we asked is, what's the status of a kuti? Right? We asked, when you share crop from a kuti, do you have to take truma off his portion, as when you share crop from a goy? We never addressed that outright, but we derive the answer from the portion we just learned. Because the Gemara we just learned, the Gemara has equated a kuti and a goy in sharecropping. Two. You're not supposed to sharecrop to a goy or a kuti. So from the fact that we learn you're not supposed to sharecrop to a goy or a kuti, from this we derive that the same standards also apply in sharecropping from a kuti as from a goy. So just like when you share crop from a goy, you must give the truma on it, so too if you share crop from a kuti in Eretz Yisrael, you must give the truma on it as well. Okay, the equation in terms of sharecropping translates also reflexively to an equation in terms of sharecropping from. Okay? Alright, says the Gemara further. V'od min ador. We can also derive the... this is something else, actually. We can also derive... No, okay. You know, that you're allowed to rent out to a guy, we can learn from the following case. Dom Rabbi Chanina Braid Rabbi Avo, Rakhanin son of Rabbi Avo said, Abba, my father, Rabbi Avo, have you the had such case in Syria, to renting out to a guy. Shach Shal Rabbi Chia, he went and asked Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Yami, for in lay, last year, Rabbi Yasi. But they said that in Syria, you're allowed to rent out to a guy, just like Rabbi Yossi said. Ha, La Sarah Yadayim, from this we derive also, since it's permissible to do it L'chat Chila, that if you did it, right, we don't fine you. La Sarah Yadayim, and a Masi Yadayim, you don't have to Meister if you did it, right? In Eretz Yisrael, we're not allowed to share, we're a place where Yisrael Mitzuyin, we're not allowed to share a crop out to a guy. If you share a crop out to a guy, we fine you. That even if you sharecropped out to them very early in the process, you still have to take the miser off of it. But in Chutz Syria, we don't impose such fines. Okay? Period. New issue. Kimen osata liktar. You took a field to harvest. Now, you didn't grow it. It grew on its own. Not its own. It grew in the hands of the owner. You are receiving a field not to from scratch to grow it, but rather at harvest time. You take it upon yourself to be the oritz for the purpose of harvesting, right? Sada liktar. You receive from, I believe it's from a goy, if I'm not mistaken. No, the thing is him from a Jew. Let's see. Kiyomet sada liktar, you receive the field to harvest. Bechitim, when it's grain. Banovin, you see the field, Livtor to harvest, and Biyayin to make wine. The Zaysim receives the field, an olive orchard, Limsok B'Shem, to harvest and to make oil. Meiser V'Noisin Lo, you have to Meiser before you give the stuff back to the, you give the portion back to the owner. No, this is even though this is by a goy. I was right the first time. This is what I'm talking about by a goy. You have to miser when you give it back to him. Now the shaila is why here you even have to miser. Why here it's not sufficient to take off just truma, right? Ischami, come see. Ad shelo zara, if he took the field. If he took the field before planting, then here in the Gemara it says Torin. But the Gra changes the Girsa to Cholik. Because Torin, the truth is, I'm not sure either Girsa works. Achlo Zora Torin is going like Chachomim. Achlo Zora Cholik would be going like Rishin Gamliel, right? Because Tachomi are the ones who hold this takana that if you took a field from a guy, you have to be Torah mitz, right, before you give it back, because of the sharecropping, you know, availability. Rabbi Shigamli holds, if you give it back to a guy, you don't have to do anything, right? You're just chilek, you just give it back and you don't take truma off, because he doesn't hold that takana of availability of sharecropping. But be that as it may, there's a distinction here. Actually, so if you take the field beginning of the process, either all you have to do is cholek, just give him his portion, or worst, be torim. Mishazor, if you take a fully grown field, miser, then you have to take off miser, that's what we see over here, right? When you give it back to the goy, you have to take off miser. Why the distinction? Why such a distinction? Amr al-Khanina said, I'll tell you why. Tiktu bimakabel. Really, we would have loved to actually make you take off miser from a field which you sharecropped out from a goy. However, we couldn't have done that. Why? Because then what would happen? No sharecrop out for goy. It would be lay fallow. Right? So therefore, Tito Makabo Shalot Tover Eretz Yisrael. They left by a person, by a sharecropper from the get-go, they didn't make them take off mice in order that, so that Eretz Yisrael should not be foul in order to be people sharecrop. So either Cholek according to Rabbanan, or at the Cholek according to Rishon Gamliel, the very worst, Torim according to Rabbanan. However, here, was the field fallow? No! When's the guy coming, the sharecropping? At the end, right? It's already not fallow anymore, right? So, B'chom Hocha, it should be Zruahi. It's already planted. So what is so they're here? Well, we're just going to make you Meister as well. Right, we're going to sock it to you here, because anyway, we're not. We don't have to worry about Eitzel being foul, because you only took it at the end stage regardless.
You're not worried that maybe it's just going to lie there, you know, growing and eventually get spoiled?
No, the guy will for sure. No, he's not an idiot, the guy. He for sure is going to ensure it's going to be harvested somehow. No, we're not afraid.
We're not worried about the next
time. What? Right, we're not worried about the next time. That's correct. Because it's the next time, so a guy will take it from the beginning, and he'll make sure, and when he'll only have to give Truma, might not even have to give anything. This is a special case, right? Next time, Adrabba, go take it from the beginning. Don't come in at the end. You're trying to profiteer. That we're not going to accept. Okay. New thing. Kibbutz Imenu, now here it's Saiva from a Jew. You sharecropped from a Jew. Saw the Liktzor, a field to harvest. You, or same idea. You recall from Yisrael, field to harvest. B'shacharei, it should be Shacharei Shibolim, there's so many changes in here. Before the grain is fully grown. Shacharei means literally very early. So before the grain of... You know, I'm not sure I'm right about this. I wrote here in my margin that you're Makaba from Israel. Let's see if that's true. Maybe I'm incorrect about that. Let's see. So you accepted it to harvest when it was very early in the process. There's still the grain is not fully mature yet. Anovim Liftzor, or you accept upon yourself to harvest the field of grapes. It should be here also. There's a... I'm sorry. Liftzor, I misread it. It should be Kibbutz Minnesota Liftzor B'Shachrei Shibolim. Comma. Liftzor, or to harvest B'Salei Anovim. In baskets of grapes, which I also somehow indicate somehow early in the process. I'm not sure how. They seem lim soak, or olives to harvest. Bisalei they seem in buckets of olives. So meniach kimoshein. In this case, when you harvest it, you leave them in their buckets, and you don't have to meiser them. Now, I understand now what's going to happen. Okay, I understand now, but Sali Anovi, how that indicates it. Sali Anovi means you're not. It didn't ripen on the tree. You're going to leave it in baskets, and it's going to ripen in the baskets. The olives didn't ripen on the tree. You're going to leave them in baskets, and they're going to ripen in baskets. So these cases are cases where you're micering before it's fully mature. You're harvesting before it's fully mature. So in this case, you're exempt altogether. You leave them as they are. In other words, you give them to the Baal Bais, so you don't have to miser them. I'm not sure. I don't. That's the end of that statement. I'm not sure if it's going by Yisrael, it's going by Goy. It's not clear to me. Does Ribad say anything about whether it's talking about by Yisrael or Goy on this case? Okay, so I don't know. I'm not sure it's going to Yisrael or Goy. All right. But in any event, the bottom line is, since you're giving it back to giving it to the owner of the field before the Chiyuv HaMaisus devolves upon it, because it's not mature, so therefore not mechayiv you to meiser it. Okay. Probably could be going by a goy. It must be going by a goy as well, because we know that by a goy you have to meiser. Truth is, it probably is going by a goy. Because it's talking about, we're coming off of the statement before, that when you accept a field to harvest, that even from a goy you have to meiser before you give it back, right? So here it's coming the same. That's only if you accepted the harvest when it's fully at term. When it's the Chiyuv Maisus has devolved. So he can't say you should take off the Maisus. But if you're harvesting it before that, and it's going to be left to mature later on, so then we don't mechayiv you to take off the Maisus. I think that's the pshat. All right, let's go further. Now, it's going back to our Mishnah. It said if you give the goy from that min, from that sada, you're a choker. You give the goy from that min, from that sada, you don't have to take off the maisers. Right? Because you're not being porea, you're choyd. You give me that which is his. So what about homie osa michalomi osa sada? What about you give him wheat, but not from that field? Or vice versa, milsa sada, you give him from that field, but shalomi osa, I mean, not from the original agreement, which is wheat, you give him barley. What about those cases? Meiser v'noisein lo. You have to meiser before you give it to him. Why? Because then it looks like you're parei chov by tevel, right? Tani Rabbi Chiya, I think it's Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said, "Me also I saw there when you came from that same field. Be me also I mean whether it's from the same type, be me minacher from another type. All you have to do is tayre v'noisein lo. All you have to do is take off truma and not meisers." Why? Because it doesn't look like you're being redeemed, you're fulfilling your obligation with Tevel. However, Misada Cheres, if it's from another field, Ben me also mean, Ben me mean Acher. Oh. Ben me also, this was pretty cold here. Ben me also mean, Ben me Acher. Whether it's from that self same type or from another type, then might serve a nice low. That array looks like paying your obligation with Tevel, and you have to take off Meister before you pay back when that stuff from the other field. Masnisin or Mishta, which says that our Mishnah, which only said that if you give him from another field or from another mean, you have to miser, which sounds like if it's from the same field, even if it's another mean, or another mean, or the same mean, even if it's from another field, all you do is take off truma, that's like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Maratani chacho Rabbi Chiya, that Rabbi Chiya said that no, even if it's on the same field, if it's a different min, or if it's the same min, even if it's the same min, if it's on a different field, you have to meiser. That's kichacho min. Says Mar Pliga, where do we have such a machlokas? I wasn't aware that Chacham Rish and Gamliel will argue. So really, they don't argue. Says Mar, that no, there's no machlokas. Rather, there's no machlokas at all between Rabbi Chiya and Chacham and anybody else and our Mishnah. Asino Masnis, and we can set up the two cases of being what? At all. Everybody agrees. How so? Asino Masnis and Mimokum Ployni. Armor is talking about a certain place. Nogula so sorin ki flying kachitim, where when they pay off with barley, they pay off double the amount of wheat. Okay? So
One second.
I think I quoted the Mishnah wrong a minute ago. Yeah, I quoted the Mishnah wrong. Sorry. Let's go back a couple lines. Let's go back to Tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, "Me also started ben me also mean ben me nacher. All you have to do is turn the noise in low from the same field, from that field, whether you're giving wheat or barley." All you have to do is take off Truman and give it to him, not Meiser. Our Mishnah did not say that. Our Mishnah was more Machmir than that. I said that the Mishnah would be more Mekel. Mishnah is more Machmir. Mishnah says even if it's on the same field, if it's a different min, you got a Meiser before you give it. Because it looks too much like being Parei Chov B'Tevel. Okay? Our Mishnah is more Machmir. Rabbi Chiya said if you give from the same field, it doesn't matter if it's Sorim Rechitim. Whatever you give, you could just take off truma, not mitzvah, when you give it to him. Our Mishnah said if you're not giving the same min, you have to take off mitzvah before you give it to him. On that, the Gemara says, Asina mas nisin And by the way, the Gemara identifies our Mishnah as Shimon Gamliel. It's really Rabbi Yehuda made the statement in our Mishnah. But it's Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the one who holds Cholek, whereas Rabbanan are the ones who hold Torim. Alright, but that's really a peripheral issue. Be that as it may, see him, see him, and welcome Ploni. Arm is going in a certain place, where if you pay back barley, you pay back double the wheat. For wheat, you'd pay 15 bushels to the owner. If you pay barley, you give 30 bushels. So even if it's the same field, it's not the same proportion. So therefore, it looks too much like being pareachov v'tevel. Even if the barley grew in this field, since it grew, since when you pay with a different portion of the wheat, it looks like pareachov v'tevel. Whereas Madatani, Rabbi Chia taught us, is Remokim Shnagu Lasos Sorim Chichitim, is in a place where when they pay back barley, they pay back the same amount as wheat. So therefore, it's from both of them. You give the same amount to bushels. Therefore, they said that by both of them, it doesn't look, really, whether you get back wheat or barley, it doesn't look like you're being Porea Chol B'Tevel, and therefore all you have to do is take off Truma at worst. Or according to Rabbanan, and according to Shin Gamliel, just give it to him without even taking off Truma. Okay? So again, it depends on measures. We're introducing a new factor, new element. Measure, amount, besides type and besides field. That even if it's a different type, if it's the same measure paying back, all you have to do is pay back. All you have to do is take off Truma, not Maitre, because it doesn't look like being Pareh B'Tevel. If you're giving back more barley than you would give back wheat, then in that case, you have to take off Maitre before you give it to the Goy, because it looks like you're being Pareh Chol B'Tevel. Right, whatever the Minhag HaMakom is. Right. Okay. Hocha Tamar Toreim V'Nosein Lo. Here you say that by somebody who takes from a Jew. Now we are talking about a choker. Somebody who takes choker from a Jew, torin v'nosin lo. He takes off truma and then gives it to the owner of the field. V'ka by a choker from a guy, ma'aser v'nosin lo. You have to ma'aser before you give it back to him. Not an oris, a choker. We're more severe on a choker than oris. An oris might only ask give troma or perhaps nothing at all, depending whether you're a shingamil chachamim. A choker's got a miser. Says the Gemara Yechnon. The Chebrayan named Rabbi Yochan said, "Kotzu chachamim bechoker minakum. Chachamim were made a knas by somebody who's choker minakum. So they find somebody." Who took a chakirus from a goy, the low cuts of choker Yisrael. However, they are not choker, weren't kones, somebody is choker from Yisrael. So the minimum you have to take off is truma, because truma's got to be taken off immediately. But not meiser. Meiser should really, choker doesn't have to take it off. Meiser responsibility of the owner, not the responsibility of the choker. Why they make it take it off when it's from a goy? A knas. We don't like people being choker minaku. Okay, it's not clear why not, but we don't like it. However, that's one reason. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Chavrayin named Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lo named Rabbi Yochanan said the exact opposite. Tofsa midas adin, v'choker minaku. The midas adin takes effect when you're choker minagoy. What does midas adin mean? You have to take off Meiser. A choker must take off Meiser. That's the midas adin. Koine chachomim, that which you take off Meiser when you choker from a guy is a knas. According to Rabbi Lo named Rabbi Yochanan, that which you take off the Meiser when you take it from a guy, give it to a guy, is the midas adin. That's what you must do. Why is that? So he brings down here on the bottom, a choker is more like a parechov. A chokim looks much more like a person being porea chovo than an oris. Why is that? Because a chokim gives a set amount of bushels. It's not a percentage. So it looks like he's paying back to the owner. By an oris, since an oris divides the percentages with the owner, it looks much more like the owner is getting that which is rightfully his, right? Because everything is percentage-wise. By a choker, you're giving him a set payment. What?
It's like rent is a set payment.
You're allowed to give rent from Tevil? No. That's the point, exactly, being parer chok. It happens to be that it's like shavik esef. Right. In other words, you just made the point. Okay? So now, so that's what Rabbi Law is saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Tafsa mida sadim mechokim menakum. By a chokim menakum, you really must pay. You really have to think of myself because you're being porechov. You're like a tenant. You're being porechov from Tevil otherwise. The lo tafsa mechokim Yisrael. However, by a chokim Yisrael, we had rachmonis on you. We didn't apply mida sadim. Why? We said, you're a poor choker, all you have to take off is truma. You should have to take off mice as well. We'll rely on the Yisrael, who's the owner of the field, who's getting the payment from you, that he should take off the mice. That's a magnanimous gesture vis-a-vis the choker. Okay? So now we have a polar machlokas. According to the Chevrayon, named Rabbi Yochanan, really, all you have to do, all choker has to do is take off truma. They can't say the choker minakum that he has to take off meiser. According to Rabbi Law, named Rabbi Yochanan, no. Really, a choker has to take off meiser. And that was the midas hadin, and that applied by a goy. A choker misro, mi meimeko. Choker misro, he said, what? All you have to take off is truma, not meiser, because we impose that on the owner. It's a rachmonis on the choker. Okay? Says the Gemara, masnitzim esai l'dein, umasnitzim esai l'dein. We have a raya both for each one, both for Chevraya and for Rabbi Law. Masnitz, now here the Gersa is all messed up. Ready? Totally messed up. The Ridbaz changes the Gersa. Masnitzim esai Le Rabbi Law. First we'll bring the Braiso, which is a raya for Rabbi Law. Ha choker saw there, some use choker saw there, min ha Yisrael. See how it's all messed up? If your choker feel from Yisrael, toyre menoisim lo. All you have to do is take off truma before you give it to him. Rabbi Meir oimer meiser venoisim lo. Rabbi Meir says, no, you have to meiser before you give it to the owner. Harabonin omrin. What do the rabbis hold? The rabbonin. Kuntu chachomim bechoker mina akum. Do you think that they hold that chachom, that we are choker, that we are koines? We are choker mina akum. Velo kuntu chachomim bechoker mi Israel. Whereas we were not koines by choker mi Israel, which would be what Chevraya would say, that can't be. Why not? It should be Rabbi Meir Omer, because that would come out Rabbi Meir Omer af konsumi Yisrael. It would come out that Rabbi Meir is being konates from Yisrael. In other words, Rabbi Meir's shita would not make sense according to the Chevraya. The Chevraya would have to say that Rabbanon are saying you're koineis Yisrael, go to blokeach minagoy, choker minagoy, not from Yisrael. That's fine. But then Rabbi Meir, who says you have the meiser, even that which you give Yisrael, what's your shita? That we can't in the choker mi Yisrael? This price that makes no sense according to Chevraya. According to Chevraya, how do you understand Rabbi Meir's shita? How can Rabbi Meir possibly, oh, we have the meiser, that which you give to Yisrael? You're going to consent? Chevraya holds that which we make you pay up. Meiser to a guy. Meiser, when you give to a guy, is a knas. So Rabbi Meir would say you're going to consent when you give to Israel? That makes no sense. How can you possibly say such a thing? Is there a knas by Israel? So Elo ha, it's clearly, in this case, ha keni. This is the way to look at it. Rabbanin Amrin, Rabbanin say, now here the Ridbaz adds the word low. Lo tof sa midas adin mechoker miyisrael. Rabbanon hold that by choker miyisrael, there's no midas adin. Meaning we had rachmonis on you, like Rabbi Law said. And you don't have to take off meiser. Let the Yisrael owner take off the meiser. Rabbi Meir Oimer. And Rabbi Meir says, and again the Ritbaz takes out the next word, in, ain. It says, Rabbi Meir Oimer, tof sa midas adin mechoker miyisrael. No rachmonis, since it looks like you're being pareh betevel. So therefore, you yourself have to take off the miser even when you pay back from Yisrael. That's the riot to Rabbi Law. Now we have a Masisa, which is Messiah, and here the Gersa changes again to Chevraya. We have a Brisa, which is Raya of Chevraya. What's that? Hachoker, Sodomin, Akum. If you take a field, the Chakirus from a guy, Meiser, Menoisilo. You have to Meiser give it to him. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shimon says, no. Torah Menoisilo, all you have to do is take off Truma and give it to him. Now, here too, we're going to ask a question and come to the proof. So how would you analyze this? Would you say, could you interpret this like Rabbi Law? Wouldn't work like Rabbi Law. If you interpret it like Rabbi Law, this is how you'd have to look at it. You'd have to say, Rabbanan say, that midas adin applies to chokim and akum, and therefore you make him meiser. The law of midas adin chokim Yisrael, whereas if you chokim from Yisrael, midas adin is not applying. Therefore, you don't have to take off meiser. What if you take off his truma? Okay, but then that's fine, Rabbanu. But what is Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says all you have to take off when you give to a goy. It's truma. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo tofs amidas adim mechoker min ha'akum. Rabbi Shimon would say that we're makel on you when you're choker min ha'akum, that all you have to do is take off truma, not meiser. Is by nach the yemer adam milsa? Could somebody possibly say such a thing? In other words, if you're going to say Rabbi Lord's shot in this, that it's a concept of tofs amidas adin and not tofs amidas adin, that the midas adin requires you to meiser. It's just a rachmonis on you. When you give to Yisrael, we say, when you choker from Yisrael, the Yisrael owner will still take off the chakirus. If that's the case, how we understand Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says, no, when you give it to goy, also we had rachmanis on you. Why do we have rachmanis to you in that case? The only reason we have rachmanis to you when you're choker from Yisrael is because we know the Yisrael owner will take off the miser. But here there's no reason to have rachmanis on you. The goy is not going to take off the miser. So we cannot understand Rabbi Shimon based on Rabbi Law's principles. How can you understand Rabbi Shimon? Elohachdi. Only in this fashion. We'd have to say, that we're Rabbanan Shita is, that we're koines mechoker min ha'akum, that we took a fine for you when you're choker min ha'akum, for lo kotsu chachoy mechoker Yisrael. Like the Chevraya said, that really, no matter who you give it to, all you have to do is take off truma. There's a special fine when you choker from a guy that you have to take off Meiser as well. So therefore, this is the way we'd explain it. That, again, Chachomi, we're koines, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, lo kotsu chachomim bekoines min ha'akum. Rabbi Shimon says, chachomim are not koines when you're choker from a goy. He didn't agree with that svara of Constantine. So now let me reiterate this outside. According to Rabbi Law, it looks like, chakirus looks like being poreh chov betevel. So therefore, according to Rabbi Law, you really should always have to take off meiser. When don't you have to take off meiser? When you're choker Yisrael. Why? Because we had rachmanis on you. We said let the other Yisrael take it off. Rameh holds no pity. Rameh holds even if you take it from a Jew, you have to meiser it. Right? No pity here. You have to take it off. Even from Yisrael. That's Rabbi Law's perspective. Chavraya hold no. It's even a choker is not mechsei like parechovo with tevel. Why? Because lemaisa a choker is like an oris to a great extent, and therefore since he's like a sharecropper, therefore he doesn't look like he's being parechov with tevel. So therefore, all really you have to take off is truma, right? Don't take off meiser. It's just that we find you, if you put choker from a guy, you have to take off meiser as well. And Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, no, we didn't find you. It's not such a terrible aver to be choker min a guy. And therefore, he says, even if you're choker from a guy, you'll have to take off his truma, not meiser. Okay? New issue. Lefichach, im chazer akum v'niz gayer. This is going back in our Mishnah, where we draw a distinction between a Quaker from a Goy and a Choker from Yitzro. Okay? There, and he says here, since there's a difference, Im Chazer Akov and Yitzgayer, what happens if the Goy who owned, from whom you're a Quaker became Jewish? O Shabachon Li Yisrael Acher, or he sold it to a Jew, to another Jew, right? The owner sold his field to a Jew. Then, in that case, and here the gears of the tail changes again, shouldn't be mutter, should rather toireim. All you have to do is take truma. No, have to meister it. So that's all brisa. This whole same milafichach until toireim is all brisa. Okay, let's analyze that. Mandamar tofsa, according to Rabbi Lo, says the question of tofsa midas adin, nicho. Okay, that's good. Right, because now this midas adin doesn't apply anymore, because who has it now? Yisrael. Either because the goy was nisgayer, or because it was sold to Yisrael, Yisrael has it. So midas adin doesn't apply. We have the rachmanis. All the choker has to give is truma, not meiser. But madamar konsu, but going to madamar holds konsu. The groh adds the word konsu knoso biyado. So he adds another word knoso. What's the problem? Why are we coin ace? Because you did something wrong. What did you do wrong? You share you kurchaiker from a guy. That knas should stick to you. Even if now the guy was nizgayer, even if now the guy sold it to a Jew, we're canceling you for what you did wrong. What did you do wrong? You took a field from a guy as a choiker. That's bad. So you should still be chayev to give the meiser, not just the truma. The Gemara does not answer this question. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, getting back to our Mishnah, explain the last line in our Mishnah. Our last line in our Mishnah said that if you're that when you're taking from a field of your avosav, so then you have to give trumas and meisers, right? You have to give trumas and meisers, not just truma. Why? So says Rabbi Yochanan, expand the line. I mean, seeker showing you're being sharecropping the field back from a bandit. Since now he has to miser it, not just take truma off of it, so he's going to push himself to the limit and try and redeem it. In other words, again, as I said in the Mishnah, to the sentimental value, we add a monetary incentive that since you have to miser, so therefore it's more likely you're going to give it, you're going to try and redeem it. Okay, I think we'll stop here for tonight, even though we fell a bit behind. It's a little bit hard tonight, so. Those are the breaks. Okay?